played the Indians Jack. And Jack told the boss that it also used to be a mortuary. See what I can do to me. If I die on stage here, that will cheaper to bury me. I got my hearing aid in. What did I say? Well, that's just wishing it might be something else.
I got the blues, my baby, let me buy the San Francisco Bay.
Speak Spanish and they couldn't spell. And so they came back here and they're full of the memories and the ones that made it back. And they opened up the bar and they called it the Ribble Tad Borden. R-I-B-E-L-T-A-D. R&L are interchangeable. They are in Japan. You know, because when I went to Japan on the ill-fated Cat Stevens tour, I'm grateful to Cat Stevens for bringing me over there, and I got to see Australia too. It was a big world tour I got to go on. But they called me Lumbering Jaku Arioto. The L becomes an R and the R becomes an L. So I can understand how the Ripple Tad Borden guys. Guitars I found out after I turned whatever it was I was, either the guitar got bigger or my hand got smaller. I couldn't reach around and play a G chord. So I'm looking for a guitar that was skinny and heavy. This may be the one.
Shut up and sing!
Okay. Well, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. And she warbles. And she flies.
Save the way.
dog. Do not fear.
Thank you.
myself. Here's a song we got a fellow here who's playing in that wonderful opening set, by the way. This was a song about New Orleans. I heard it on the radio in Bob Dylan's station wagon one time. I knew it already. We both knew that song for a long time back before then. This was at a Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island in about 1965. And we flew over there with Tim Hardin from California. Tim and I were just getting to know each other at that time. And we had a wonderful time at that festival for about 3 or 4 days. And like all good things, when it comes to an end, I was saying goodbye to Bob in his car. He had this new Ford station wagon. That was his first touring bus. I was saying so long. Had a good time and all that. And it turned on the radio, and some music come pouring out of the dashboard at us. And it was a song about New Orleans, but the guy singing it had an English accent. I felt it right away. He was doing a good job. He went out of his way to try to pronounce New Orleans the correct way. A lot of people in New Orleans. I thought we'd be all neat. Anyway, we put both our fingers, Bob's finger and my finger, simultaneously went up to the radio and said, "That's my version." And it wasn't Bob's version, it wasn't my version, it was that English cat's version. And I did a mighty good job, and I met him a week later over in London. A group called the Animals. Eric, good job. This is my version of House of the Rising Star. I think that's going to be too high. Welcome back. Can I get you something?
Oh,
just to try to get, I'm saving up for a Peterbilt truck. I heard this is an old cowboy song. My first interest in music started when I was grooming horses on a traveling Wild West show in Rubio. Back east out of Waverly, New York. And J.E. Ranch Rubio, I had six horses in my string. One of the clowns used to play the guitar and banjo and sing and entertain us rodeo hands up in the stands in between the afternoon show and the evening show. His name was Bramer Robinson. And he had a pet Bramer bull that he could ride. 10-4 and I'm barking over by the Kent Brewer, but he come back to the canine woof. Try to keep that cool bar to yourself. Oh, Bramer Rogers kind of made me feel like learning how to play the guitar, and I found a cowboy songbook, you know, and it had the diagrams of the strings and the frets and everything, picture the guitar fingerboard and all that, and show little dots and X's and marks where you put your fingers, and I learned how to play guitar from that book, and it had some good old cowboy songs in it. One of them was this song, but it was called the Buffalo Skinners. And I looked at it and played it and strummed it and wasn't too nuts about it. I just thought it was kind of a not my style or kind of boring. Until years later, I was hanging out with Woody Guthrie at his place over there near Coney Island. And he had a stack of records. Arlo had this stack of old 78s down by the alongside of the piano stool, and he used that to kind of step up on and get on the piano stool. And it was a wax, you know, 78 RPM. Every once in a while, one of them would break. But one of them that was still not broken was this record of Moody singing Buffalo Skinner. And I sure like I played that thing several times, and it got to me. I really started liking that song. Wasn't anything like what I'd seen in that cowboy songbook. So I asked Woody about it, because he was playing in a minor key. He was playing the guitar in a straight C major chord, but he was singing it in a minor key. And I thought, how can you do that both the same, make it work out like that? I asked him about it. He wasn't in a musical mood that day. He says, it's on the record, Jack. Listen to the record about 100 times. This is not anything like Woody's version, but it sort of got the major and the minor going in at the same time.
Woo!
Of the Buffalo.
myself in Griffin in the year of 83. That's 1883, not 1983. When a well-known famous drover come walking up to me, saying, "How do you do, young fellow, and how'd you like to go and spend one summer pleasantly on the range of the buffalo?" Well, me being out of work right then, to this drover I did say, "Just going out on the buffalo road depends upon your pay. But if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the hunt of buffalo." Yes, I would pay good wages and transportation too. If you'll agree to work for me until the season's through, but if you do grow homesick and you try to run away, you'll starve to death out on the trail and also lose your pay. Well, with all this flattering talking, you signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 a number, some able-bodied men. Our trip, it was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road until we reached old Boggy Creek in old New Mexico. Was there our pleasures ended and the troubles all begun. Lightning storm had hit us and it made the cattle run. Got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow outlaws, watching for to pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Well, our working season ended and the drover would not pay. You went and drunk too much, you're all in debt to me. But the cowboys never had heard Thank you.
that I thought playing guitar was a good way to get out of work. Found out lately guitar playing can be work too. Sure, thank you for listening. It's a pleasure to be in this room with you. Favorite blues is, in fact, I got a case of arthritis just from playing this song. It's called Arthritis Blues. Written by Butch Hawes. Went to the doctor. The doctor looked sad. Well, we looked in his book. And he told me what I had. And it's all kinds of trouble. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can't stand up and you can't lay down. You can't sit in a chair. You can't roll on the ground. And it's all kinds of trouble. You can chase it away with your sweet applejack. You wake up in the morning, it's spotting on your back, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Gin, rum, and whiskey will ease the pain. You wake up in the morning, and it's right back again, and it's all kinds of trouble. If I live to be 43, you'll find me running like a Model T. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. If you get to heaven, tell the judge for me. I've had 16 years of the third degree. And it's all kinds of trouble. Arthritis is the thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Coast there. lost sound. Got to go out with a neighbor fishing in a shrimp boat and came back and had a nice supper with Uncle Carowan and sitting around the porch playing guitars and singing, telling stories and all. It was a big lightning storm, rainstorm. We were admiring that, all that, and it was very striking. And young Frank pulled out his guitar and played this song. It's called the South Coast Ballad. Beautiful song. It took place out here in California, and I'm being sure it was written by a woman named Lillian Boss Ross, who came from North Beach. She was a writer. And she written a novel about a ranch down in Big Sur, married a mail order bride. And there was a wonderful story called The Stranger in Big Sur. And they made it into a movie in Hollywood. I haven't seen that movie, but interesting. Lillian Boss Ross, anyway, she wrote the song South Coast Battle. Spanish grandee. in a game if alone. The man there is always alone. In my youth, I had a Monterey homestead. Fields, creeks, mountains, all mine. Telephone this time, it's the echo of the memory of the echo bouncing around in the Swiss cheese holes in my brain. I just feel too much Swiss cheese. Can't remember anything. The holes go stuck in your brain. In my youth, I had a Monterey homestead. Creeks, mountains, all of mine. And I built me a snug little cabin, and it was nice of you to come. Just hope you can find a seat. Kind of proud of you. You probably do better outside, actually. My name is. This is Ramblin' Jack, and I'm getting tired of the whacking on this chin. I'll sing it to you next time.
Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack.